This podcast is sponsored by UMC Cyber Campus, the global multilingual learning resource.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballou. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Well, howdy. Here we are. It's episode number 67. And before I get into it, I want to thank you for being loyal and consistent. I have quite a few people listening to this podcast now, and I want to thank you. When I meet people in public, they say to me, as you said on your podcast, well, I know there's people listening and digesting. I don't present myself as an expert. I present myself as a leadership student, learning as I go. I've been doing it for 70 years, and there's no end to the learning. As a matter of fact, many of my so-called failures have been incredible learning experiences, and that's what I bring to the table, is the imperfection of leadership. How do we learn from our own experiences? I'll share mine with you and would invite you to share yours with me. HughBallouPodcast.com is where you can find a list of my podcasts. And you can go to any of those pages and please comment. I've switched over to a new web platform and some of the pictures didn't come. So if you see missing images, please let me know because I've missed it. Today's episode is just me. I mix in interviews with thought leaders, and I've been really impressed with the people that I've brought to the table, both on this podcast and the podcast I have for nonprofit leaders and clergy and those who run associations called the Nonprofit Exchange. You can also find that on iTunes. This one is for social entrepreneurs, those of us who aren't working in corporate jobs, who are making a difference in the world, making a difference in people's lives, and converting our passion to profit, because we do need to eat. We do need to put gas in the car, and we do need to purpose the economy toward the good that we see. We transform people's lives. We begin by transforming ourselves. Today, I'm dealing with something I blogged about a couple of years ago, and it's a topic that continues to come up over and over and over. One topic is certainly communication, and in 31 years of working with leaders and groups, never, ever has communication failed to come up as a topic for concern and a challenge. We won't go that direction today. We'll work on the compromise consensus bubble. People confuse the two, and many leaders confuse either one as a weakness in leadership. Let's reverse the paradigm. Leaders are influencers. You've heard me say that. It is, in fact, universally true. The conductor of a choir or an orchestra, the musical conductor, is perceived to be a dictator. Well, you got a little white stick, you've hired a union orchestra, or you've been hired by a union orchestra, and you're on the podium, you can't make anybody do anything. They're going to play for the duration of the rehearsal of the concert, and they're going to pack up, and they're going to leave. So the singers or the instrumentalists will perform for the prescribed period of time. The difference is, if we influence them, they will raise the bar on their own performance. Building ensemble is the collaboration of consensus. We tune up. We listen. We synchronize. We synthesize. We build synergy with our colleagues in the room. That's called building ensemble. It's a powerful way to come to consensus, which is something that's greater than any of us. Consensus is this molding of our differences into something grander than any of us can do alone. Here's a quote from Martin Luther King. A genuine leader is not a searcher for consensus, but a molder of consensus. It's certainly Martin Luther King spoke from experience. And I had the pleasure of being at his feet in Atlanta, Georgia on numerous occasions, hearing about his dream, which became a reality because of his influence. He could not make it happen. He created the space. So this is an ongoing conversation with pretty much every group that I work with. I find that people universally don't understand the concept of consensus, and they confuse it with compromise. It came up with an organization last few years that somebody would not back down, that they were the same. Fortunately, it was not the top leader in the organization. And I had to finally let it go because that was not the purpose of our being there, although it became a stumbling block for the rest of the engagement. So I wish I had approached it differently. And now I understand how to approach things differently. And in fact, a lot of leaders, no matter where they are in the organization, consider either one to be a weakness rather than a strength as a person of influence. Most groups, too, attempt to utilize the principles and processes outlined in Robert's Rules of Order. Some people have actually read the book. Many people sort of have learned it by osmosis, I guess. It's a time-honored system of best practices. It is there. It is worthwhile. It works. Utilizing consensus only strengthens that system. It's an add-on to that system. It complements it very nicely. When we have active, caring, engaged individuals working together and having meetings, there will be differing perspectives and opinions on things. This is a good thing. It's the leader's duty and delight to utilize those perspectives into a synergistic collaboration in which everyone understands the challenges and benefits of every decision and backs the process, backs the decision, backs the colleagues, because we've worked it out through relationship. Consensus builds relationships where compromise erodes relationships. It's obvious which side of this debate I'm on. Consensus is giving consent to the decision. Many feel that compromise and consensus are the same. That's not true. Despite my revealed opinion on this topic, I trust that you will be interested to see how I distinguish these two paradigms. The comparison to musical ensembles might make sense to you if you're a musician. If you're not a musician, then you might have some misconception about how this system works. So I already said that the conductor is perceived to be a dictator, but the conductor is really an influencer. We influence singers and instrumentalists to function at their highest level. And I repeat, that is a form of consensus. Compromise is everyone giving up something in order to agree on a decision. Compromise is a lose-lose or a win-lose. It's not at all. It's not at all a good thing. Compromise is holding to a point of view and bargaining for middle ground. Compromise is like a tug of war. It's bargaining. It's a power play. Compromise is personal needs and opinion positioning. Compromise is where everyone loses something. Compromise is more talking than listening. Listening, listening, listening. Compromise is a contractual legalistic agreement. Let's contrast that with consensus. Consensus is everyone coming up with a better solution than each had originally conceived. Consensus is win-win or no deal. Consensus is looking for additional opinions and not holding fast to an old opinion. Let's look for new options. Let's not hold on to our opinion. Consensus is an open and honest conversation. Consensus is listening for options. Listening. Consensus is being open to options. Consensus is holding the value for the organization and not for self. Consensus is everyone gains more than originally perceived. Consensus is a group process of open conversation and decision backed by relationship. Consensus is a covenant agreement and relationship. Wow. I wrote that. I'm just wondering why anybody would want to compromise when you can build a much stronger decision-making process. Consensus means that the individuals in the group function like a musical ensemble in that they carefully listen to each other and adjust their playing for blend, tempo, dynamic, and tone, and don't give up their own excellence and musicianship. The synergy created by seeking and practicing consensus building builds a culture that functions at a higher level and develops mutually agreeable accountabilities and standards of excellence. By facilitating this process, the leader reaches a higher level of functioning. By not micromanaging group process, but guides the process much like the conductor guides the ensemble. Conductors don't make the music. They provide the leadership for musical excellence to happen. So if you think about group coming together with a division, they come to a meeting divided. One person makes a motion, someone else seconds it. There's a lively debate about the pros and cons. Somebody says, let's vote. I call the question. It passes 5-4 and people leave still divided. Isn't there a better way? We've heard that boards need to have odd numbers so that you can break a tie vote. Well, we're not doing anybody a favor by having a tie-breaking vote. It would be much better to create consensus with the universality of a global opinion that everybody agrees this decision will work best for our organization, creating an ensemble of excellence that we go forward having built strength and depth in relationship. Leaders make it happen. Leadership is influence. This is Hugh Ballew. HughBallewPodcast.com is where you can go and find all these episodes, and you can comment on them. I'd love to hear from you. It's a two-way conversation. We orchestrate excellence because we convert passion to profit in all of the forms of that word. Thank you for listening. Thank you for commenting. This is Hugh Ballew. Hope this has been helpful. This podcast is sponsored by the UMC Cyber Campus, the United Methodist Church Multilingual Global Gateway to Online Learning for Christian Leadership Development. It's a wealth of resources. UMC Cyber Campus. It's a place to grow your skill, to grow your organization, to grow your influence. I believe any leader can benefit from this. It's specifically designed for those in Christian ministry. It's multilingual. It's global. It's a wonderful resource. I suggest that you check it out. This is Hugh Ballew inviting you to check out umccybercampus.com, C-Y-B-E-R. It's online learning. umccybercampus.com.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.